This spring, the Annie Casey Foundation released a national report on child well-being. It showed African American kids in Wisconsin were the worst off in the country, and white children in the Badger State 10th best. Now the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families has dug into the numbers further to find out why and what can be done about it. The council's executive director, Ken Taylor, says Wisconsin has both the lowest score for African American children and the biggest gap between black and white children on indicators like education, poverty, and birth weight.
There were four states that didn't have a large enough population in order to be ranked. So we were ranked 46th out of 46. So that puts us behind Mississippi and Alabama and Louisiana and Arkansas as the place where it's hardest to grow up if you're an African American child.
Economics plays a big role. Taylor says solutions to improve the financial condition of families needs to span two generations.
We need to support families so that the parents can get family-supporting jobs. In the meantime, we also need to be investing in their kids so that they grow up in a way that helps them develop and do well in school so that they, when they grow up, can have family-supporting jobs themselves.
One barrier found to African-American employment in Dane County was a mismatch on what employers expected and what job skills potential workers had to offer. The report notes that these workers may have less formal education and fewer networks. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.